I'm joined now by Coach Brian Hill, head coach for the Buffaloes. And Coach, before we talk about tonight's matchup, you're coming off a big win last week at home, homecoming night, 37-14, that you handled the Liberal Redskins with ease, actually, and doing a great job there. And especially in the second half, you shut them out. I want to go a little bit different direction here tonight and ask you how you look at your team right now. Are you where you thought you would be at this stage of the season?
Probably. I don't know win, loss, total. I don't look at that. You know, I don't try to map out wins and losses. But as far as, you know, learning and competing and those kind of things, we're right where we want to be. As I told the kids on Monday that, you know, it's now October and this is the time we need to be playing our best football, because this is when the calendar turns October, this is when games mean a heck of a lot more.
It looks to me like, and for both Ross and I, that we feel like that the team is getting there. Talk about your progression of every aspect of the game, not only the offense, the defense, your offensive line, your kicking game. Talk about that progression at this point.
Yeah, I think it's just maturity, getting those kids that were, you know, we're halfway through the season, and so, you know, those kids that were – didn't have a whole lot of varsity experience. Now they've got it, and you know, half a season under their belt, and it's amazing how quickly kids learn. And I think that's where we are, and we're progressing. And I think in all three phases. And I think, you know, things that were, you know, we were relying on heavily early in the year have continued to be our strong points. You know, our offensive line play with as many seniors and things as we have up front has continued to be there. And, you know, the consistent play, you know, for the most part out of our defense, you know, has really given us an opportunity. And we're turning the ball over a little bit less on offense. I mean, we still haven't played that game where we haven't turned it over. But, you know, I think just all those phases, you know, our kicking game, you know, I thought our kickoff team played extremely well last week for the first time all year long. And so I think we're starting to get it. The more we see ourselves on film, the more times they get to go out there and perform it, whether it be at practice or in a game, the kids are just learning more and more. And so you know, we're excited about where we are and the opportunity again to finish up you know, the part of the season that, you know, is not district play, and try to keep this thing rolling into district starting next week.
Absolutely, but this is no surprise to you and the rest of the coaching staff of how your team is responding here, but it just seems as though that these guys have been really, really focused, and they're focused on getting better every week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these kids come to work every day, and, you know, it's been another really good week of practice this week. The kids have come out, you know, they've you know, paid attention, they prepared well, and you know, again, when you start doing those things on a consistent basis, it starts to show up on Friday nights, and you know, that's been our preach to these kids, and you know, they've gone out there and done it, and you know, they really enjoy playing with one another, they like being around one another, and I think you also see that out there on the field as well. And so you know, we're excited about where we are, and you know, the weeks at this point are starting to fly by. I can't believe that it's, you know, it's Friday night again. But here we are, and we've got a great opportunity to go out and win another football game.
Absolutely. And you take on a team that is 4-1 on the year. Last year they had a difficult season. I think they only won a couple of ball games last year. But they've also got some new players this year that that came out for them that had not been out before. But Wichita East, the Aces, at 4-1, and matter of fact, they're second in the Greater Wichita Athletic Conference, and the only team that they lost to was Wichita Northwest, 44-13. I guess it was a surprise for me that maybe they beat Cape and Mount Carmel, because normally that's a really strong program year in and year out. But the other teams, they beat North, they beat West, they beat South. But they've got a not a veteran quarterback, but a very athletic quarterback in T.J. Spar that's going to lead the program for them. Talk about your matchup tonight with the Aces.
Well, you know, they do have some different kids out there, and they've done a good job. They've kind of changed up some of their schemes a little bit. You know, they're concentrating more on running the football, which has helped shorten the game, you know, and give their defense an opportunity not to have to play so many plays. And I think that they're playing with a lot of confidence. You know, that's what winning does. You know, you get more confident in what you're performing out there, and you know, you're not afraid of whoever shows up, and I don't think that they are. And you know, Coach Byers has done a good job of getting them, you know, in there, and you know, it's going to be a tough test tonight.
Certainly is. You know, is there any extra incentive because you didn't get to play them last year because of the inclement weather? I know the year before we had beaten them down there as well. We played at Wichita Northwest High School, but last year didn't get to play them here, and now an opportunity to get that win maybe back.
Oh, no, not really. It was just disappointing last year to go home at 9:30 and know that you haven't played a game. It was an awful strange feeling, I think, for everybody involved, coaches, players, fans. It didn't matter. I think it was just a strange feeling. So, but that's bias, and there's nothing that we can do about that. Those decisions, and, you know, we're out of our hands. So, you know, tonight it's just an opportunity to play another game. It's the most important one of our schedule because it's the next one, and we're awful excited to get out there and go again.
Well, exactly, and, of course, another opportunity for the tune-up for district play, as you mentioned, and that starts next week. Of course, we get the first one at home with Mays, and then two on the road after that. But, to look at district play, it's just come awfully fast this year.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe this is game six. And, you know, it's perspective is something that kids at this age don't really understand. But, you know, we've tried to let seniors know that you're running out of days, you know, and you know, they're – you know, I think that's what you're seeing more and more, is that they do understand what is going on, and they do understand that the clock is ticking, and, you know, we're getting great leadership from them. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's really been one of our best attributes here late in the season, is that they've really kind of taken a hold. And I've got more seniors this year than I've had in 3 years. And I think it's starting to show a little bit with their, you know, maturity and their leadership.